Morning, this is Ian Lee, BBC Three Counties Radio. Now, parents are calling for the National Union of Teachers to show their hand ahead of planned strikes tomorrow. Well, many are turning to their local council's website to find out whether their children's school is affected, only to discover that the local authority hasn't got a clue either. Milton Keynes say they'll have the information this afternoon. Buckinghamshire's warning any information may be incomplete or out of date. And Central Beds says the earliest they'll know is 5 o'clock tonight. So how do you sort out childcare? We sent our reporter Tony Fisher to speak to parents at Silso Lower School.
We don't know anything about the teacher strike on Wednesday.
Do you think you should be better informed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, yes. Although we might get something in the bags tonight. Normally like they are very good, to be fair. The schools are really good and they do keep you up to date. What tends to happen is that they put any information like that in at the end of the day and hand it out.
Do you think you should have heard something by now?
Well, we'd hope so, but I'm sure we'll hear something either today or tomorrow.
And then how about you?
I must admit, I would have preferred to have known a bit sooner, because I'm a working mum as well.
And they're going to put something on the website earliest 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, but that's going to be a bit late in the day, isn't it?
It is a bit late in the day, yes. Especially since I'm supposed to be working Wednesday, yes.
What are you going to do?
Well, hopefully they won't go on strike, because normally they don't go on strike, so hopefully they won't.
And if they do?
And if they do, I don't know. Frantically try and get myself a babysitter.
Well, give us a call and let us know how it's affecting you. 08459 455 555. Sigrid Daniel runs the UK branch of care.com. Morning, Sigrid. What is care.com?
Hi, Ian. Care.com, it's an online platform to help families and carers of all types, babysitters, nannies, childminders, but also carers for the elderly and pet carers, to connect and find each other in a safe environment online.
So I'm guessing you might be flooded a little bit tonight and tomorrow with people trying to find last-minute care.
Absolutely. This is the sort of event that means we do get quite a high influx of requests and searches for local childminders and nannies who can help out at the last minute.
How many people have you got working for you? How much access have you got to carers?
Well, we've got thousands, tens of thousands of carers up and down the country who are registered with us. And in terms of sort of families being able to find last-minute childcare, we think that gives a good depth and breadth in your local area. If you run a postcode search, you'll see sort of how many, you know, childminders and nannies there are in your area. And people tend to, when families post a request, they'll get responses within hours.
Oh.
I think, you know, if you're looking at tomorrow, you know, get on there now and start looking and getting in touch with people, because there will be a lot of demand.
Do you find that there's a spike in usage of your website when you get things like teacher strikes?
Absolutely. I mean, for parents, it's really challenging, this sort of situation. And, you know, late notice about a strike taking place and the sort of things that we heard in your reporter's piece earlier, you know, not knowing till 5 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, most savvy parents will probably have gone online and sort of registered their details and probably posted a request already. Because it's exactly the sort of thing that can leave parents at a really loose end and really difficult situation if you're working.
Do you have kids, Sigrid?
I do.
So, what do you do? Do you use the service yourself?
I do. I also, because I work for an online company, I'm very lucky. I have the flexibility to work from home.
Beautiful.
I know. I mean, that's the beauty of it. I've been able to bring together the personal and the professional.
You say that the luxury of working at home. I work at home sometimes, and I got kids, and I find it really hard to get any work done.
Yeah, well, this time of day is quite good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm busy at this time of day. I'm here.
Yes.
But it's in the afternoon, I can't do it because the kids know I'm upstairs and they want to come and play, or I get distracted and I want to go down and watch Peter Rabbit with them or something.
Yes, that's tricky. Well, I mean, in terms of sort of tips for how to make working from home work with your children,
yeah.
I tend to sort of work it in little, you know, I try to figure out how long each child can work on a task or concentrate for without me. So mine are 7 and 10 now. So
yeah.
A 10-year-old, you know, I can say, right, okay, you've got half an hour to just go through your homework. When you've done that, come and fetch me, and then, you know, I'll let you play on the whatever, the iPad or whatever.
Yes.
With my younger one, my 7-year-old, sometimes it's a case of actually keeping her with me and saying, if you can be quiet for 20 minutes, then Mummy's just going to make this call. At the end of the 20 minutes, you and I will go and have, you know, a drink and a snack. And they're used to it now, but they do, you know, it does require a little bit of sort of give and take from both sides.
Sigrid, I appreciate your tips. Mine are a bit younger, 4 and 2. I was trying to make a phone call yesterday and the 2-year-old was going nuts. That was before he threw up all over me. He threw up. He's got a really bad cough, so he's coughing a lot at the moment. That's what a really bad cough basically means. And he went to bed and he had a lot of milk, a lot of milk.
Oh, recipe for disaster.
It came up cheese.
Yep.
It was cheese. I've never seen that before. It was cottage cheese coming up. All over me. All over me. All over me. That's why I'm not wearing jeans today. I did toy with the idea, but I thought, no, I better put them in the wash, you see.
Well, thank you on behalf of everyone in the office.
Have you only got one pair, then?
I don't know where the second pair are.
Did you put your knee through them?
Yeah, but it doesn't answer
right,
the
okay, that
question. 08459 455 555.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Good morning. In Apsley on the speed sensors, London Road is slow.